A new report from the United Nations calls for Myanmar's top generals to stand trial for genocide and other crimes against humanity. The report comes 1 year after the Myanmar military systematically forced some 700,000 Rohingya Muslims from their homes and villages across the border into Bangladesh. At least 10,000 Rohingya were killed in a targeted campaign of genocide, the UN experts say, adding that 10,000 is a conservative estimate. Daniel Sullivan is a senior advocate for human rights at Refugees International who has visited Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh. Daniel, thanks so much for joining us.
Pleasure to be here.
So, Daniel, were the UN's findings expected?
Yes, sadly, the nature of what they found was expected. What I think was welcome was how strong of a statement it was. So it makes for some pretty somber reading, you know, talking about the mass rapes, the burning of villages and the arbitrary arrests and killings, all things that, you know, at the very beginning last year, when I was in the camps, refugees that were coming to Bangladesh were telling me about, and it was quite shocking at the time to hear how consistent those reports were. And what this UN report does is just records that on a much larger scale and really provides extra credibility and evidence that can be acted on. And it includes a call to action as well.
So, Daniel, you've been to Bangladesh twice, is that correct? In September and then in April?
Yes, before that as well, but since the mass exodus of Rohingya, yes, twice.
And so what are conditions like for people living in Bangladesh?
They're very crowded camps. Most of the shelters are built out of, you know, bamboo and string and tarp and on the sides of steep hills that have been shorn of any vegetation. So when you have the monsoon season that's going on and the cyclone season, they're very susceptible to flooding if they're in lower-lying areas and to mudslides if they're in higher areas. And one of the most important things is, you know, the government of Bangladesh has done an incredible thing of taking in almost 1 million people. But there are things that they're doing that could make the situation better. First of all, that they're not recognizing the Rohingya officially as refugees. And what that means is it limits their ability to work, to access health care, education. And the government of Bangladesh has also put some limits and restrictions on NGOs that are trying to help. So there's a lot of improvement that could help there.
How likely is it that this case would actually be referred to the International Criminal Court?
Well, it's a tough one because the government of China is on the Security Council. And in order to be referred to the International Criminal Court, it would need to come through the Security Council. But with this UN fact-finding mission report, there's a U.S. State Department report that is pending that needs to be released. And there have been several independent studies done by various human rights groups independently finding all of these kind of charges that were raised by the fact-finding mission of the gravest international crimes. So there's a wave of momentum that is facing the Security Council and that should be used to pressure China or any others that are hesitant.
So, Dan, could repatriation of the Rohingya from Bangladesh to Myanmar happen?
It has to happen. Eventually, that's the ultimate goal. But the conditions for that to happen right now are absolutely nowhere near being realized. You know, there's been no accountability, so there's no guarantees that the Rohingya who go back, you know, the people supposedly protecting them would be the ones who carried out these atrocities in the first place. And then you have continued abuses going on right now in Myanmar. So you've had thousands of Rohingya who have continued to flee to Bangladesh in 2018. And then you have over 100,000 Rohingya who have been sequestered in these camps since 2012 and remain there. They've been described as open-air prisons. So, you know, if you're a Rohingya who's in Bangladesh and you're looking at that, and the government of Myanmar is saying, we've created these transit centers that are surrounded by barbed wire, why would you expect any different that year for years to come? You might be effectively imprisoned as well.
Dan, thank you for updating us on this very serious situation. I'm sure we'll have you back on the show to check in.
It was great to be here.
Daniel Sullivan is a senior advocate for human rights at Refugees International.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.